Marion Oviedo, Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, Oviedo, O-V-I-E-D-O. Date of birth is 10-13-1941. This is for date of service, 8-16-2023. Mrs. Oviedo is an 81-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 2 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes about 15 to 20 years ago. She also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis, possible osteopenia, or possible osteopenia. She reports that she's legally blind and she has a history of breast cancer, status post radiation, and a history of bone cancer. She also has a history of fibromyalgia. The patient is currently taking metformin 1,000 milligrams in the morning and 500 milligrams in the evening. She has been trying to eat healthy as much as possible. She reports some polyphagia. She reports that she's lost about 10 pounds trying to eat less and trying to be good. Her calcium was also noted to be slightly elevated with a level of 10.8 in the setting of a PTH of 56.84. Plan number one for her type 2 diabetes, my recommendation is to help decrease her weight as well as decrease her glycemic average, and therefore I would like to start the patient on Ozempic therapy 0.25 milligrams once weekly and adjust the metformin to 1,000 milligrams each evening with supper. We will plan on rechecking the hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel prior to her return. Next summer, for her hypercalcemia, her current serum calcium level is 10.8 milligrams per deciliter in the setting of a PTH level of 56.84. We will get confirmatory testing in order to further assess the patient for possible primary hyperparathyroidism. At this point, I do not believe that the source of her hypercalcemia is rooted in malignancy, as the PTH is not suppressed, and this leans me to believe this is more primary hyperparathyroidism in origin. Next number, I will check a serum calcium level, PTH level, and a vitamin D level during her follow-up visit. Next summer for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next summer for her hyperlipidemia, continue current therapy. Next summer, if the patient has osteopenia, we may consider alendronate therapy once we figure out the diagnosis of the etiology of the hypercalcemia. Thank you for allowing me to participate. Next number, please follow up with primary care provider, Dr. Bott. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.